Darren, how do you sum it up?
Strange game in lots of ways. I thought we were very competitive in the game. And, you know, the difference probably in the two teams is 2D took their opportunities and we didn't take ours, and that's football. How you defend one 18-yard box and how you attack the other, 9 times out of 10 normally determines how the game finishes up. And unfortunately for us, we did attack the box well at times, but we just didn't take the chances that fell our way. And unfortunately, to be fair to Treaty, they were clinical in the chances that they got.
Yes, you attacked the box particularly well at the start of both halves, and of course it resulted in pulling a goal back very soon into the second half. What was the message you gave to your players at halftime? Because they seemed to start the second half with intent.
It's just the same as it's been the majority of the season, just to try and play with a bit of freedom and try and take the shackles off and try and play not under pressure, you know, because they're a very young squad and I know everyone's looking at them and they're probably being targeted for how young that they are at times, and that can be very difficult for them, but I help attack them as a group. You know, they're a great bunch of young men. And again, they've went out there this evening and they've done well for large parts in the game. But unfortunately, we leave here with no points.
And just where did it go wrong inside in that last 15, 20 minutes?
I think it's just one of those things. It's football, as I say. It's about, you know, one team being able to take their chances when they're on top. And that was the case. Treaty had a wee bit of a spell in the second half where they created a few chances and they were able to take them. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so we just dust ourselves down and go again for another very difficult away game at UCD next week.
Yes, and of course, what's good as well from your perspective tonight is Aaron McLaughlin. Of course, Gavin Hodgins had been nursing injuries recently, of course, back into the matchday panel.
Yeah, I want to say well done to Seamus. Like, Seamus has done really great work to get everyone back bar Dara Coyle. Dara's is obviously a long-term injury, but he's back on the pitch running. It'd still be a wee while for Dara. You know, you're probably still talking another maybe 3-4 months for Dara to see him back in action. But outside that, everyone else is fit and available, which is brilliant. It shows how well the boys are looking after themselves. It shows that they're putting in that extra effort to try and stay fit. And, you know, it's that part of it's encouraging. Now we just have to try and find our way on the pitch, and we need to start picking up a few points.
Yes, of course, 3 games in now, 3 straight defeats leaves you second from bottom of the table, so not the start you would have been hoping for, and I can imagine the mood is quite low in that dressing room. So how hopeful are you that you can turn it around?
Yeah, look, here, the mood might be quite low, it will be, but you know, they're young players. They've a 5-hour bus journey up the road to think about what happened this evening. They'll dust themselves down. We'll be back in next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, prepare for the game Friday. It hasn't been the ideal start, there's no doubt about that. But I'm certainly not going to be one that shies away from it. I'm here to protect the players. You know, whatever criticism comes, it'll come my way. There's no problem about that. But what I would say is nobody understands the challenges that we work under at Finn Harps. No one, and that includes even our own supporters. They don't understand the challenges that we work on week in, week out, month in, month out. So, but what we will do is we'll stick together and we'll be in, as I say, next week, the 3 nights, and then we'll be back in Friday, UCD away, and we'll try and put some of the wrongs right. And majority of the wrongs are we need to defend the batter as a team, not as individuals, as a whole team.
Of course, you got your first goal tonight, having drawn blanks in the previous 2 games. How do you foresee things faring out in this department? Do you think that that is something you'll see more of in the games ahead?
Yeah, well, as you say, having the attacking options of Gavin Hodgins back and having the attacking options of Aaron McLaughlin back, and obviously Dara McGuinness is just finding his feet in the League of Ireland after having spent 3 years at Stoke. Look, it's areas that we can work on. The most pleasing thing for me is that we're creating chances. I'd be really worried if we weren't creating chances, and hopefully we're able to take some in the not too near future. But look, as I say, it's about how we react to this. You know, I've always been told that the comebacks should be better than the setback, and we've had a few setbacks, so we've now started looking to come back.
And UCD away next. What are your thoughts on that?
An extremely difficult game. Williams teams are always well drilled. We had some really fantastic games with them last year. A team that will have aspirations of being in the playoffs, there's absolutely no doubt about that. I love going to UCD, I love going to the Bowl. It's a nice pitch to go to. And I look forward to seeing Willie and his staff. And as I say, we'll go there and give it our best shot.
Thanks very much for your time, Darren.
Thank you.